What if this isn't a climate crisis, but the greatest opportunity humanity has had in a long time? Lean Into Clean will explore and discuss with highly esteemed guests on what could be the new spirals for society, sustainability, spirituality, and social harmony. Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus and restore the natural ways so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Hello, hello, hello. How are you on this very windy day? Happy Monday to you. This is Jarvis Smith, Lean Into Clean on UK Health Radio. Are you all getting ready for Christmas out there? Because I tell you what, the last two weekends have just seemed so buzzy. And I hope you're all in the Christmas spirit. I'm sorry that we've had such awful, awful weather. For those of you that have been badly affected by the winds and the storms and the floods, my heart goes out to you. But as we all know, this is all in relation to this thing that we have on our doorstep, the climate crisis. This show is about really looking at ways in which we can live in a completely different way and hopefully become much more part of the solution to these issues rather than a problem. And today's guest actually is going to be a really significant part of the solution. We all know that energy, and I mean the type of energy that we use in our homes, the type of energy that we use in our workplaces, it's important the type of energy that is. And we know that the fossil fuels, if the science is correct, and if all of the data that we're getting about emissions rising, temperatures rising, there seems to be a direct correlation between the two, then the way that we use our energy right across the board, right across the world, is significantly important to the transition to getting us out of this thing we're calling a crisis. Reducing our energy usage in the fossil fuel area in the next few years, and then we've got to rapidly decline that usage by 50% by 2030. So, you know, this is a big, big deal. So what can we do? How can we, you know, take responsibility, which I know everybody wants to do? What are the actions that we can take? How can we get involved in reducing our own consumption around fossil fuels? Because, you know, there's a system set up, unfortunately, that keeps us pretty much at the moment addicted to it. But those systems are breaking down. And today's guest comes from a very wonderful company, a company that you will all know and recognize. That company is Octopus Energy, who are, dare I say it, one of the new kids on the block when it comes to buying our energy. I remember working with Octopus Energy, I think it was roughly about 10 years ago, possibly a little bit less than that, but today's guest can clarify that with me. And I remember speaking to the founder, hearing his story. We had about an hour and a half call, and I thought, wow, this guy's onto something. This is going to go places. And here we are, you know, 9 or 10 years later, one of the fastest moving, fastest growing, 100% renewable energy companies, not in just in the UK, but on the planet, because they branched out into other territories with the most amazing technology. So today's guest is Nigel Banks. He's the technical director, which is super cool. And he works in an area called Zero Bills and Low Carbon Homes, obviously for Octopus Energy. Now, Nigel is a technical director at Octopus Energy, where he supports housing developers to deliver low carbon and zero bills homes in service of the affordable green revolution. So of the affordable green revolution. Excuse me, I'm reading this out, so I just read that wrong. He is passionate about delivering high performing buildings and has designed, built, manufactured, retrofitted, monitored and lived in some of the UK's best performing homes and buildings. Gosh, I'm looking forward to pick your brains about my place. He's worked across the housing and energy sectors for over two decades, having held positions in National Developer, Keep Moat and Consultancy, NG, throughout his career. Nigel has been responsible for delivering step change projects, including the first properties with zero energy bills guaranteed by Octopus Energy. Nigel, welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean. Thank you for coming and sharing your time with us. I bet it sounds like you could be a very busy man.
Great to be with you, Jarvis. And no, we're doing some great things at Octopus Energy. And it's great to be talking to you and share what we're doing here in the UK, but also, as you say, around the world.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Nigel, should we just start with a little bit of a deeper overview on Octopus Energy itself? Because, you know, I alluded to the fact that you're pretty much one of the new kids on the block in the grand scheme of things, you know, compared to those big six that we are perhaps not so renewable. But just give us a little bit of background on the history of Octopus Energy.
So Octopus Energy is still relatively new, as you said. It was founded in about 2016, so about 8 years ago, 8, 9 years ago. But it's grown rapidly with a massive focus on the end consumer and how can we use the green energy revolution and the technology revolution, the two together, to deliver faster decarbonisation and cheaper energy to our customers. So a really relentless focus on end customers and the offers we can provide to them. We'd love to do more and are always trying to do more. And that's one of the things that I've been very lucky to lead our work on what is probably the ultimate tariff or consumer proposition, which is guaranteeing no energy bills on a new
Yeah.
house.
Whoa. I bet everybody's ears pricked up then. Guaranteeing no energy bills. Hold on a minute. I must just say, and we're going to come back to that. We are with Octopus. You know, not a shameless pun, but a genuine because we think it's the best for our house. I've got an electric car, so I get very, very cheap power for my car overnight for 4 hours. It's next to nothing. And there have been moments, Nigel, particularly over the last, I think, about 18 months, possibly 2 years. I get an email from Octopus saying, "Would you like to get paid for using energy today?" And I'm like, "Yes, I would." And then occasionally we kind of, you know, just say yes to this system, and we end up, would you believe it? We end up getting money for using our energy now. Wait a minute, how on earth is that even possible? So should we just start there and you can tell us, I think, a bit about your system and how it works and how people can get paid for using energy, and then we'll go into your area, which is zero bills, which is, you know, after you know, but let's just kind of open out the conversation so people understand it a bit more, because I know everybody that's listening now, and hello to you all. This is the conversation that we're going to understand how to reduce or guarantee zero energy bills. Now, that is a big one.
So I think it's worth just understanding you've got gas and you've got electricity typically in most existing homes. The natural gas you pay for your energy on a pence per kilowatt hour, roughly about 6 pence, and that is burning fossil fuels in your boiler or if you've got an oil boiler, and that's where most of the pollution and the carbon emitting pollution is coming from your home. Almost all homes have electricity as well. Electricity, you typically play, again, most people play a flat rate of around 24, 25 pence a kilowatt hour today. But that electricity system is very different to what it was 10 years ago. So 10 years ago, 40% electricity that we generated in the UK came from coal. Last month, the last coal-fired power station turned off. And we are now almost 50% green energy on our grid and rapidly moving towards a
Are we up to
decarbonized.
50% now? Wow, I knew we were at 40, but I didn't realize we'd gone.
Include nuclear in that as well. So we are moving very quickly to a decarbonized electricity grid. And by 2030, the new government has an ambition to get to sort of 95% clean energy. And therefore, using electricity is often now much cleaner than using gas for your heating. That's one thing to say. But the other thing, as you said, with your electric car, the cost of electricity actually varies throughout the day. And when there's excess energy on the grid, so when there is it's a windy night like it was last night, or on a summer's day when it's very sunny and demand is low, the cost of energy goes very low, and sometimes it goes negative. So actually, we're we get paid to use energy as an energy supplier.
Is that because, excuse my ignorance, is that because the energy is being created, whatever happens, it's still being created, because it can't be stored, it has to be used. Is that kind of basically the crux of that equation?
Yeah, effectively, electricity market. There is some storage. We have pumped hydro plants in Wales, and there is some batteries on the grid. But largely, electricity needs to be kept in balance. At times, we've got excess renewable energy in parts of the grid now, as we've got more and more wind and solar coming on. And at times, we still need to turn on these gas-fired power stations to provide that peak power. And when the gas-fired power stations come on, the cost of electricity goes very, very high, and most people pay an average figure, and most people use their power in the evening peaks or the morning peaks. So if we can shift when energy is used, for example, with an electric car, if you plug it in at 5 in the afternoon, if we had to charge it straight away, it would cost us a lot of money to buy that electricity. Whereas
Because
if we
everyone's using energy at that
everyone's
time.
using energy at that time, we've turned on the gas plants, but you don't need your car charged mostly until probably the next morning. So if you say to us, I want my car charged by 6 in the morning, we will find the most cost-effective time to charge that car, which is often usually the greenest time to charge that car. And we can therefore give you much cheaper energy because we're using the cheapest type of energy. So, and your point around we've got two sort of solutions around paying for energy. Using energy, that's typically where the grid is under strain and has too much power on, and it's cheaper to allow people to use that energy than it is at times to what's called curtail energy. So at times there is literally too much power being generated for the local grid or system to be able to use, and we've had to turn off wind farms and solar farms. So that energy is actually being wasted, actually being turned off at source. So it's better and cheaper for us to use that energy when it's available than it is to turn off those wind farms or solar farms. A lot of the future of energy is around how do we shift when we're using energy, and how do we make more use of the excess energy when it's available. And that means we can do really interesting things, particularly with electrical technologies that allow us to shift when energy is used.
Got it. Brilliant. Thank you for that. I hope that makes sense to everybody. I can certainly admit that I have had received money for not using energy and received kind of money for using energy, which is bizarre. So, no, thank you very much for that explanation. Now, do you think Octopus would consider itself as a tech or an energy company, or are you absolutely a hybrid?
Absolutely a hybrid, I think. I think technology underpins our ability to provide a better service to our customers and also make use of the changing electricity market and energy and the world that we now live in. And so technology is at the heart of being able to offer a better solution for our consumers, enabling them to access this excess energy when it's available for free or getting paid to use it, as well as providing amazing customer service and getting back to people quickly. We now actually license that software called Kraken to other energy companies and other businesses that can use that technology to enable them to improve their customer service, but also enable them to offer similar solutions to what Octopus Energy is able to offer.
And is this, I mean, firstly, thank you for that, because I do use the app and I do have that intelligent system that my plug my car in. I don't have to do anything. It sends me a message to say you are going to get charged up between 11:30 and 12, and then 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and it's just like, so it's super cool. And it cost me, honestly, it cost me must cost me like 20p or something. So it's like it's fantastic.
I think
So
that's one
that's
thing.
super cool.
I was going to say, that's one thing I think people aren't familiar with, that the cost of electricity to charge an electric car can be around or less than £200 for 10,000 miles charged up,
Well,
which is
yeah, and
really.
that's exactly how it is for me. I mean, if you haven't got an electric car out there yet, and I totally understand if you're running your car to the ground or it's not affordable, there are lots of electric cars coming into the market. I've had one for 9 years. I absolutely stand by it. It's amazing. So, do consider it when you are looking to reduce your bills, reduce your energy usage, and when you're ready to buy into a new car, go electric. Thank you for that. Funnily enough, you do have a sister company called Octopus EV, who I have worked with. I know the MD Fiona very well, and they're also a fabulous company. If you're a business and want a lease, or there's a salary sacrifice scheme, this is not about EVs, but I'm just giving you the options. It means that instead of paying, heavy taxes or PAYE, some of that money, most of that money, goes towards the car. So it's a really good incentivized government scheme. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about zero bills guaranteed. Tell us, Nigel, we're gonna have to go to a commercial break in roughly about 4 minutes, but just give us the overview of the zero bills kind of department. What is it? What does it do? How can it benefit me and all of our listeners?
So Zero Bills is a world-first energy tariff that's available from Octopus Energy that allows customers, typically currently to date has been in new homes, but going forward, we're looking to move this into existing homes as well, that have the right green tech, a heat pump, a battery, and solar panels, to have no energy bills guaranteed for initially it was 5 years, but on new homes, that's now been extended out to a 10-year guarantee.
Wow.
So you can move into a new home that has this equipment that's been installed by the house builder, and we will guarantee that home has no energy bills for 10 years. There are a couple of caveats, as you might imagine.
I was going to say, how are you making any money there?
Well, there's a couple of caveats in that there is a fair use allowance. So there's a it's not limitless free energy, but on new homes it's double a typical what you expect a house to typically use. So there's You can use up to double before you get charged any money, and we currently do exclude the electric vehicle charging, but
Okay.
that's that very cheap rate, that sort of £200 for 10,000 miles. So, for the customer, they move into that home, they live their life normally, they set their thermostat and control their heating, and then we smart control the battery, and we smart control the heat pump to make use of that low cost, free, cheap, clean energy when it's available from the grid. And also then export the energy from the solar panels that may have been stored in the battery to provide that power back into the grid at peak time. So in the summer months, we're making money from selling the energy from the solar panels, often stored via the battery into the grid at peak time, and also using the battery and the heat pump to help the grid stay in balance and getting revenues from that. And that offsets the cost of the imported energy to run the heat pump in winter. So that enables us to have a home where the customer pays nothing, no standing charge, no cost for energy, and we can still make a margin and recover all our costs and guarantee no energy bills for that consumer for up to 10 years now.
That is absolutely brilliant. So just to be clear, to make sure I've understood it, you've got to have the kit. So it's at the moment new builds, but you will be moving into, I guess, what's described as retrofitting homes, getting the kit into older homes. It's so efficient that it generates enough energy for the house to use it at a fair usage policy, which sounds very generous actually in the grand scheme. And then any excess, you are essentially selling that back to the grid or using it for your own customers or however it works. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, that surely that's like that's stuff of the future, isn't it? It's like it sounds super sci-fi, but it's in play right now.
It's available now. We've got, I think there's about 250 homes that are now being available for open market sale with various house builders across the country. And we're working on projects that are available through shared ownership and affordable rent as well as some private rented homes. So we're working with a real mixture of house builders and housing clients, like housing associations, to try and roll this out at scale. The technology's available and has become a lot more cost effective. I think 2 or 3 years ago, this would have cost a lot more, but the cost of that equipment has come down significantly in the last few years in particular, and that has made it now financially viable. So that the savings you make on your bills can outweigh the upfront costs and financing that upfront cost.
Okay, great. Don't go into those details. Let's go to a commercial break. We're going to come back and we're going to look at those upfront costs. We're going to look at those savings. We're going to look at payback. I've got some figures in my head of numbers that have been rallying around for the last 25 years around solar panels. So it'd be good to get the updated figures. So stay with us, Nigel. Stay with us out there. We're just going to quickly go to a commercial break, and I'll see you back here shortly to get those figures.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Jarvis Smith. We're on Leaning to Clean on UK Health Radio. We're talking about a fascinating subject today. I mean, how many of you would like to have zero energy bills? I reckon on average we're spending, used to be 600 something pounds a year, but I think we're closer to the average family spends about £1,000 a year, if not more, on energy. I've got one of the most important experts in this area, Nigel, with us today from Octopus Energy, basically telling us and sharing us some proper good insight and secrets. They're not really secrets, but let's pretend they are, of how you can actually save money or actually have no bills. So, Nigel, thank you for that. We got into cost savings, payback, you know, how much the equipment costs. I just want to be clear at the moment, because what you've said is this zero bills concept, or actually tariff, is not even a concept, it's a tariff, is live at the moment for new builds. Mm-hmm. So presumably I'm going to buy a new house. The builders might have already fitted the stuff, so you pay presumably a little bit extra for that house because it's got the stuff fitted. So just talk me through how it's working at the moment, and then you can share with me some of the cost savings and the payback, and then we'll move into, as you're going into, retrofits, because I'm sure many people here will already be in a house and they'll already have a house and probably possibly not thinking about moving. So let's go through that.
So, yeah, we work with house builders to look at their house designs that they've got planning permission for and they're planning to build, and support them in understanding the technology that would need to be added to the home to enable them to get to the zero bills standard. So typically the insulation on a new home is pretty good now. You have to put in quite a lot of insulation in the walls, in the roof, high-performing glazing. So we don't generally have to significantly go further on the insulation levels. A key requirement, which is quite different to how most homes are built today, is that we need a home to be all electric without gas. So typically these homes have heat pumps. Air source heat pumps typically provide the heating and hot water that's run through radiators and underfloor heating rather than a gas boiler.
Which is much more efficient, right? It's a much more efficient process. And Really, we need all of our houses to go heat pump route, don't we? That's like the ultimate goal.
Absolutely. That's the only thing we need to do with our housing stock to decarbonize it is move it off fossil fuels onto electric forms of heating. The challenge with that is at the moment most homes have got gas boilers, and they are relatively cheap to install and replace. And the upfront cost of installing heat pumps has been more expensive. There is significant grants available, £7,500 towards the retrofitting
I
of
was
a heat
just going to
pump.
say there any.
Yeah, so I mean, we offer heat pumps as Octopus, so we install those and get a quote very quickly for your home online. And yeah, typically we're installing heat pumps from as little as £500 with after the £7,500 grant for
Oh,
people. So
wow. So most of it is covered then.
it can be cheaper on simple cost-effective homes. It can be £2,000, £3,000, £4,000 on bigger, more complicated homes. And yeah, quotes available from other people as well, I would say. But that we're massively upskilled and recruited up a brilliant workforce who are out there installing heat pumps at scale in the UK. And that's one of the key technologies that we need is heat pumps in all homes. But in new homes, still 90% of new homes are still being built with gas boilers, even though we know they'll need to be taken out and replaced with a heat pump in the future. And we are waiting currently on the government to introduce what's called the Future Home Standard, which will insist on all homes having heat pumps, and hopefully also solar panels. That's up for discussion with the government at the moment, as standard in all new homes. So that's one of the challenges at the moment, is finding sites where house builders are not building with gas. So we need to find house builders that are willing to build with heat pumps, which is increasingly people are getting going in that space. And then the only other thing we have to do is add solar panels and a battery to the house. So we do need quite a lot of solar panels to generate enough energy over the year to offset the costs of importing energy. So often we're putting solar panels on both sides of a roof, on a simple, typical up and over roof. And then a home battery, it's about the size of a suitcase. And it stores about a quarter of what you'd store in a car battery, as a summary, and that allows us to soak up the energy from the sun and store it in the battery, use it at night, or put it back into the grid at peak time. So the key challenge is a technical challenge of finding homes that have been designed with heat pumps, and then fitting the solar panels on the roof. And finding a place for the battery. But after that, it's relatively straightforward on homes. So those are the sort of technical challenges. It then comes down to the sort of commercial challenge of how much does it cost to buy and install this equipment. So solar panels have really massively dropped in price. They're less than a tenth of what they were 10 years ago.
Amazing.
They're now around £50 for a 400-watt panel, which is incredible. They're fitted on the roof in place, typically on new homes, in place of the concrete tiles. So you don't fit the concrete tiles, you fit solar panels in their place on the roof.
They become the tiles, right? It's just
They
such a
become
good
the tiles.
system.
And they're all black, so they look better as well. Black frames and black panels. So that solar roof can be fitted instead of fitting the roof tiles. And then it's a question of fitting the battery and the heat pump. So the upfront uplifting cost on the early schemes was probably nearer £20,000 to £25,000. It's coming down to nearer £10,000 to £15,000 upfront additional cost as the technology improves on a fairly typical two-three bed home. And then the house builder markets that house with that uplift in cost. We have been working with some mortgage lenders to see if they will lend the extra money. Because effectively, people haven't got to spend that money on their energy bill. They could put that towards paying for their mortgage.
Makes sense.
So actually, they can borrow that extra money without having any extra affordability stress on their monthly incomes. So we've got a mortgage with a company called Perenna, which offers actually a discount interest rate and allows you to borrow the extra money you need to buy that house. And then you get the benefit of zero energy bills for 10 years. And if you were to sell that house, we think the house would also sell for more because there is residual value in having that equipment already fitted in your home. And there's more and more evidence that homes with these equipment fitted that have got low or zero energy bills would be worth more in the long run as well. So we think it's a fantastic customer proposition. There's some challenges engaging with the house builders because they're typically building on gas and they're quite risk averse. But we have got some partnerships now, including with the UK's biggest house builder, Vistry, and some of the smaller house builders around the country, from Exeter up to Liverpool. We're building across the country, and we're shortly going to go into Scotland as well. We think we can now make it work in certainly the Glasgow-Edinburgh corridor, perhaps not the very far north of Scotland, but we can make it work up there as well.
Do you know what the numbers are? I mean, thank you for that explanation. I mean, it's all makes perfect sense. It sounds kind of, you know, classic. It sounds all a bit too good to be true, but we know it's true. We know it's happening, but it's just amazing, really. In such a, you know, the last 5 years have been really negative when it comes to energy. And so, you know, it's lovely to hear such positive things. How many houses are there? Are the government trying to build, or how, you know, what's the kind of?
So I think last year it was about 180,000 homes built in the year. The government is targeting 1.5 million homes this Parliament, which means they need to get to 300,000 homes a year to meet that threshold, which is ambitious, very ambitious.
Yeah,
we're not going to achieve that this year or next year. I think we're going to have 200,000 homes, which means by the end of Parliament they'll need to be up at 350 or 400,000 homes a year, which hasn't been done since the 1960s when councils were building most of the homes. So there is a big drive to build more homes. But also there's obviously a need to build those more sustainably. So these homes will be generating more energy than they'll use in a year. So there'll be zero carbon in operation. And they will, if you build them to this specification. So, but unfortunately the new regulations are not due to come in until 2027.
Oh, right.
A couple of years, the house builders will carry on building with gas as their default choice, typically. So we're trying to showcase that there is a better way. They build a more sustainable home, and it works for you as the house builder. It works for the grid and the energy system, and it works for the end consumer financially and practically. So we're hoping to encourage more and more builders to build this standard voluntarily ahead of the regulations forcing them to do so.
Yeah, I mean, is there any way that we could champion a petition to get those regulation brought forward? I mean, is there a people power movement possible here, or not really?
Potentially, and I think there's two things going on. One is what that standard is, and there's a question mark on whether or not solar panels should be required on new homes.
Yeah,
and there are some MPs that have that are pushing for that. The question around timing of when it comes in. It has been delayed by about 6 months because of the change of government and ready to go. But we are promised that it will be out early next year, or certainly spring next year.
Okay.
So for the regulations to be out, and then the industry requires or requests 2 years to transition to the new standards.
Yeah, which is fair. Okay, that makes sense. I suppose, you know, a lot of them will have bought into supply chains and everything at contracts and all of that stuff. So, okay, that I understand that. All right, Nigel, thank you for that. It's brilliant. Great explanation. I do want to get into, you know, the vast, you know, area of population that will already be in a home that want to work out how they can potentially retrofit that. We'll go into that in a minute. But as you know, I always ask my guests to come forward with a couple of songs that are kind of soundtracks to either their lifestyle or the climate crisis or the way you kind of show up in the world. And you've given us, I was looking at your songs and I love them both. So I'm not sure which one you're going to go with first, but tell us what song we're going to play first. Once we've played it, and I'm going to ask you why you chose it. So give us this is your moment to tell us the song and who it's by.
Great. So I've chosen A Thousand Trees by the Stereophonics.
This is A Thousand Trees by Stereophonics. Love this track. Thank you.
Standing at the bus stop with my shopping in my hands when I'm overhearing elder ladies as the rumours start to fly. Hear them in the schoolyard, in the scrapyard, in the chip shop, in the phone box, in the pool hall, at the shoe stall, every corner turned around. Started with a schoolgirl who was running, running home to her mom and dad. Told them she was playing
in the change room of the lockup pop up side. I said, tell us again. She told him again, tell us the truth. He found it hard to believe, cause he taught I was Steve. He betrayed me, taught Uncle John was a father of three. Only takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn a thousand. Swimming pool with a matchstick man and man. At the scouts hall, at the football, where the wise men trust the pay. They all honor his name, did a lot for the game. Got his name marked up above the sports ground gates. And they're ripping them down, stamping the ground. Pick together's best in the bar. And the land it takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn a thousand. Name knocked up above the sports ground gates. Now they're ripping them down, stepping the ground. Pick together's dust in the bar. No longer takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn a thousand.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck. Fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. This is Jarvis Smith on Leaning to Clean. I'm here with Nigel from Octopus Energy. We're talking about getting those free energy bills. Nigel, that was a brilliant song. I tell you what, I love the lead singer Kelly's voice from Stereophonics. Thank you for playing that song. Why did you choose that?
Yeah, no, it's a strange one to say a story about burning trees, but actually, there's a story there of exponential growth and the power of a story. Of a positive story or a negative story to really to spread like fire, and the potential exponential growth of a positive story. And that's what we're trying to do at Octopus. We're trying to get people to see the potential benefits of cleaner, greener energy, and what we're trying to do with Zero Bills. And I thought, it's one of my favourite songs. I remember listening to Stereophonics at various gigs 20 years ago, or 25 years ago. And it's one of those stories, one of those songs that's got a great line to the middle of it. And yeah, you can put that to how we can take a positive story and really grow it in a fantastic way.
Oh, I think we just lost. Great. I think we just lost you then for a second. But anyway, listen, thank you so much for choosing that song. It was really brilliant. All right, let's get into the kind of the next kind of game, part of the game plan for Zero Bills. So, you know, moving from new homes, I think people have understood that. I mean, just to let you know, guys, if you are in the market for a new home, how do people find out, Nigel, which homes are going to be, you know, kind of Octopus kitted?
So, yeah, we are working with a series of house builders that are offering homes around the country. So the best thing is to Google search Zero Bills homes for sale. And, yeah, there's a number of sites with house builders that will come up.
OK, Zero Bills homes, really, really easy. And OK, great. OK, so let's get into people that are in homes that are listening to this going, oh, I'm not in the market for buying a new home. What have you got for us?
So it is more challenging to make it work in existing homes, largely because they use a lot more energy for heating, typically. So typically you use a similar amount of energy for your appliances, your general living and cooking. And your hot water usage is similar if you're a new home or existing home. So the challenge is the homes tend to use a lot more for heating in winter, which isn't when we're generating the energy from the solar panels as much. So typically we're trying to find homes that have been well insulated or recently built, so homes built in the last 10 years or so, as well as homes that have had some insulation done, such that we can get enough solar panels on the roof. So we're doing some trials this winter. We found some social housing properties in Kent that have already had some insulation works done, but we're still on gas boilers, so we're fitting heat pumps, solar panels and batteries to those homes. We're trialling a Victorian mid-terrace property the next few weeks, hopefully, in London, that had space for solar panels on the roof and a battery in the garden, had already fitted a heat pump recently. And that's part of a trial to see if that would work, and we could then look to expand that out. And then, depending on how those trials go, which we're pretty confident they'll go well, we're looking to see if we can engage with our customers and anyone really, where there is suitable homes. So we're doing these trials at the moment to see how that works this winter. And off the back of that, we're looking to launch something out to the general public. If someone has got a home that is already well insulated and lots of solar panels on the roof, or looking to get lots of solar panels on the roof, then we can have a look at it. But at the moment, we're doing these trials and then looking to see how we take it forward from there. What I would say is that the technologies are available now. It may not get you to a guaranteed zero bill, but can deliver you significant savings and decarbonize your house very quickly. So, yeah, those technologies are readily available. The technical challenge on existing homes is getting the insulation up to a reasonable standard so we can get.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. I mean, I think firstly, to everyone that's listening out there, firstly, this is super exciting because, you know, the new government, you know, for all their kind of negative parts since being in government, they do seem to be committed to, you know, decarbonisation. I mean, look, the whole world needs to be. There is a Paris Agreement in place. You know, it's not new, but the new government do seem to be committed to that. So I think this is exciting in a sense that, you know, maybe soon, 2 to 5 years, we could all be looking at something like this. And I think, you know, the part that I could share with you, which I think is really, really important, is, and it's, you know, it's not a sexy thing to talk about, but the insulation is so key. When they did a survey on, you know, that most of the houses across the UK, there's a lot of heat leakage, and that's all down to insulation. So, you know, one of the things you can do immediately is spend a little bit of money on insulating your house properly. You know, even in the winter, getting some extra protection on the windows, getting more, you know, stuff in the loft, you know, because a lot of houses leak a lot of energy, and that's why you're paying even more on your energy bills. So do look at that. Also look at switching to 100% renewable energy tariff. You know, there are other companies out there. As I said, I'm with Octopus Energy, but there are other companies out there that offer 100% renewable energy tariffs. Try not to, personal opinion, go to those companies that are still fossil fuel based but on offer a green tariff, because you're still actually funding a company that is pretty much committed to brown fuel. So but you know, do have a look. Anyway, sorry about that, Nigel. I just wanted to give our listeners, you know, a bit more of an insight to this. Tell me a little bit about Octopus, because I remember when I first spoke to Greg, you had 3,000 customers. And then I think after the kind of trial, when it went to 30,000 very quickly, like in the first 6 weeks or something, and now you're well over 3 million. Is that right?
No, it's changed even since then. So we're now the UK's number one electricity supplier. We've overtaken all the other competitors.
Have you really?
I now have over 7 million customers.
Oh, my God. So that's wow. I mean, gosh.
Almost one in four households in the UK.
What an amazing story. You were, if I remember rightly, Octopus was, did you say one in four households?
Yeah, almost that level.
Yeah, that's incredible. And one of the things I think is amazing as well, any of you that are interested in business, Octopus Energy was one of the first companies in the UK to become a unicorn business, which is a billion turnover business, which is, you know, massive. So you're way beyond that now. That's amazing. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. What are the other innovations that you're looking at? Because, you know, if you're in this kind of technical department, we've talked about zero bills. I mean, please share anything else that we might not have covered. I haven't asked you the right question, first of all, on zero bills. So anything that you've got on your list that I haven't asked you about?
Well, the other thing I was going to say about Octopus is we're also doing this around the world. So Octopus...
Oh. That is on my list of questions, the international rollout.
Yeah. So we are a UK-based company, but we're now operating, I think, in 17 countries around the world. We're an energy retailer, so selling energy to customers in 8 countries, and we're planning on rolling out all of the smart tariffs and solutions in all those countries. So Zero Bills is now live in Germany. We've got Zero Bills Homes there. We've got Zero Bills Homes in New Zealand as well, and we're looking to roll that out in some of the other countries we operate in next year. So Japan, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and in the US as well. And then we also offer that the software platform to other utilities. So often you've got state-owned monopoly energy retailers that often on old legacy systems, and they need to modernize, and they could use our software and platform to enable them to make better use of that renewable energy and give a better deal to their customers at the same time. So, one of the things that Octopus is now trying to do is take this UK learning and really spread that around the world so that everyone can make use of this technology to give a better service to customers, and also make better use of that renewable energy and
amazing
decarbonisation.
Yeah, amazing. It's a real success story, isn't it? I mean, you know, anybody that's kind of inspired by a UK success story, this has to be one of the best ones around for over the last decade. It's fascinating. Let me ask you about, you know, we've had a change of government here, which I think in many ways is more positive for the energy market. We've had a change in government, or will be certainly coming up in the States, which I know was a huge market for you. And I think, you know, some of that investment money to get you going was very much came from America. But tell me about Trump. I mean, I just remember listening to something about him just literally over the weekend about how disgusting wind farms are. And it's like, you know, classic kind of Donald Trump, you know, sweeping statement. But how much is that going to affect your business in the US?
So our business in the US is based in Texas. And Texas is renowned, I think most people would think of
Texas, the oil state. Wow.
Oil state, but actually has now overtaken California as having more renewable energy on its system it's now largely a renewables powered state rather than
gas
powered state for electricity. So,
wow.
And Texas had the real challenge with a major blackouts a few years ago, and that was blamed on wind power, but actually a lot of issues related to the gas infrastructure and the gas power stations, gas power plants freezing up. So a lot of what we're seeing there is growth in wind, solar, and battery, but also solar and battery systems at home. So people, the other advantage of having a battery at home is it gives you resilience. So if you have a power cut, you can still power your home in the event of a blackout or a power cut. So one of the things that Greg Jackson, our founder, always talks about is we've got to make sure that the new future, whether that be an electric car or a zero bills home, is much better in all ways for the consumer than the current system. That's how you get really rapid exponential growth. And that starts with having a fantastic offer consumer that is a better product. That's why you look over the last few years, what used to take 50 years for a new product to come to market and take widespread adoption. So, I don't know, refrigerators in the 50s and 60s up to today, modern technology can grow much, much faster and really roll out much faster. And that's partly that story of exponential growth I talked about earlier on. So that's a big focus for us, is how do we make sure these propositions are fantastic for the end consumer? It's a much better experience. And that way, we think we'll get really fast growth, and we need that really fast growth to deal with this challenge.
Yeah.
And I think if we have those offers in the market and it's a better solution for the consumer, it doesn't matter who's in charge in the White House, we'll deliver that step change and accelerate the decarbonisation.
Great. No, I was just interested. I don't mean to get political on you at all, but I thought, it's interesting that he's not particularly supportive of non-fossil fueled energy. But there we are. It is what it is. But I'm sure a lot of it, if Texas is one of the fastest moving states, I'm surprised that it tops California when it comes to renewables. So that's fascinating. And luckily, America does have independent states that can make independent decisions, and that's it. So look, let's play your second track, because would you believe we're running out of time. This hour goes so quickly. So let's get your second track played. You can tell me why you chose it. We'll close on anything you'd like to share with our listeners. We're coming to the end. So what's the next track you've got?
So I've got Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson.
Another classic record. I love Michael Jackson. And great, this is it. Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. See you on the other side.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Honest disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Starting with me.
Oh, such a great record. I do miss listening to Michael Jackson. I'm going to get it on in my car next time I go out. Tell me why you chose Man in the Mirror.
Well, I think it's probably fairly obvious. It's that make that change, and change really can start with you. I think a lot of people are pretty frustrated at what they see in the world and feel there's not a lot they can do. And yeah, in many cases, people have got limited things they can do. If they don't own their own house, if they can't fit some of these technologies we talked about. But if they do, then yeah, there's practical steps you can take today, getting a quote for a heat pump or looking at solar panels, or if you are looking at electric car, next time buy a car, look at electric car, making more sustainable choices yourself. So I think yeah, we can all be frustrated at the world and what we see around us, but I think we can make that change and spread the word and show that cleaner, greener future is a better future for everyone, and it starts at home.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Make that change is the sentiment of this week's radio show. Just to remind you, there's a grant, £7,500 towards a heat pump, which most people can do in most homes. So look into that. And also, just, you know, if you're not with a 100% renewable energy company, then switch to one of them now. In most cases, you'll save money. You definitely will with Octopus Energy. Join 7 million other people. I mean, that's like massive. So look into that. Nigel, any last comments before we go? We got a couple of minutes, so we'll anything to share that you feel we haven't talked about?
So I think that I said the main thing is have a look at what you can do in your own home. There's the simple things, changing your tariff, and looking at where your drafts are coming through your windows. This last few days have been very windy.
Yeah,
let's see if you can seal those up. Those little things make a difference. Even people who are struggling, helping them out, making sure they've got access to heating or even electric blankets, hot water bottles.
Make a difference. You do a lot of that. I noticed you were sending electric blankets out to people, weren't you? So that's super cool. Anything else?
No, I think that's the main thing. And I think, like, look out for Zero Bills homes. We hope they will be the standard that all homes around the world are eventually built to. So if you see one and you're interested in buying one, then have a look at that. Otherwise, look out for us offering this next year into existing homes. But you can make a start with the steps we talked about earlier on. The biggest thing you can do is to reduce your carbon footprint, is get rid of your fossil fuel boiler. So if you can look at that, that's the best place to start.
Absolutely brilliant. Nigel, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you very much, everybody listening. I hope you've got some tips and tricks in order to bring your energy bills down. We all want to get to zero bills, so let's make it happen. We can only do that if we do it together. So thank you very much. It's been excellent having you all on our show today.